RadioMD.com. Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Your skin goes through a lot of wear and tear through the years and requires a lot of attention. And when you're trying to fight it and you're using all these creams and wrinkle creams to try and reverse the signs, but sometimes you get those creams and you've only had them for a couple months and you open them and you're like, oh, what's this crusty stuff all over the cream? And you're wondering if that crusty stuff is going to get all over your face as well. My guest today is Brian Barron. He's content and research director for Paula's Choice Skincare. So, Brian, welcome to the show. Tell us about skin creams. What goes on with them? Is it in the packaging or in the ingredients in the cream?
Well, first, thank you for having me on. Let's get into that question. It's actually both, but the biggest issue, particularly for anti-aging moisturizers, is jar packaging. Despite how pretty it is, it's a problem.
Okay, so what's the problem with it?
Well, I was waiting for you to ask.
See how we did that? That was good.
I know. It's sort of that pregnant pause.
Yeah.
The problem is that many of the best ingredients that help skin look and act younger, the ingredients we want to work throughout the lifespan of a product, such as antioxidants, those ingredients are sensitive to light and air exposure. So from the very first time you open that jar at home, you know, that you spent $60, $80, $100 on this product, those great ingredients start to break down, and you can't stop it, because we can't. The air is all around us, you know, unless you're going to be using your creams in an air-controlled room in the dark, which no one's going to do. So the best thing to do is to look for products that aren't packaged in jars, particularly moisturizers that you are going to purchase to fight signs of aging that have all those great for skin ingredients in them.
So what kind of packaging do we want?
Well, opaque packaging, a tube. A pump bottle type package. There are some drawbacks to those types of packages. The biggest benefit, of course, is that they keep the formula as stable and effective as possible during the lifespan of the product. And that's ultimately what you want. The couple of complaints I've heard from consumers is that that type of packaging makes it tricky to tell how much product you have left. When you're, you know, digging product out of a jar, it's very obvious, oops, I'm almost out, better get another one of these. It isn't as easy to tell that with a tube, but from the perspective of what the research has shown us about these ingredients, it's a worthwhile trade-off for your skin, even if you aren't using every last drop of product. At least it's going to be effective the entire time you are using it.
Yeah, see, I'm glad you brought that up, because the pumps and even, well, tubes, it's easier. You can push the stuff from the back and really push it forward and squeeze the crap out of that thing. But the pumps, you see so much down there, the below, and you're like, God, I paid $50 for this thing and I can't get that last bit out there. So I always like break open the top and turn the thing upside down and try and really get out every...
Yep. You were one of those DIY people. Yep, exactly.
I have to. I don't want to throw away my money. So if it's in the packaging, what about the ingredients? You are, you know, research director for a skincare line. What are we looking for? I'm 51 years old, Brian, and I don't like what I see under my eyes. What are we looking for? What kind of ingredients should we be looking for?
So, This may sound incredibly boring to get things started, and I don't mean it to be, so don't yawn just yet, but sunscreen. You have to.
Oh, no, it's fine. I wouldn't yawn. We talk about sunscreen a lot on my shows.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, sunscreen is rocking.
But the problem is not enough of us are applying it daily. The latest research has shown that only about 12% of people in the United States are putting a sunscreen on their face and neck every day. Rain or shine, to me that's unacceptable, because the cumulative UV damage that we're getting is the number one cause of pretty much everything we see about our face that is changing as we get older. And if the sun isn't a direct cause, it is an indirect cause that is worsening things like dark circles, sagging, and of course those brown spots we see as we get into our 40s, 50s, and beyond are almost always a result of the sun exposure we got. And it's not just sunlight. We're talking daylight. If you can see daylight, it doesn't have to be a sunny day. I have family in Michigan, and they say, well, I'm only going to put sunscreen on in the summer if I go to the beach because it's cloudy here most of the time. UV rays are getting through those clouds. They're slowly damaging your skin. So it has to start with a good broad-spectrum sunscreen. rated SPF 30 or greater that you put on every day, make it a habit just like brushing your teeth, and then we can start talking about some of those other more exciting ingredients to look for.
Well, sure, and people, you know, unless you're somebody who, if you've ever gone skiing, and there it is, the middle of winter, and you fry while you're skiing, yeah, then you know that it does not have to be summer for your skin to fry from the sun.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so now after the skin, you know, the sunscreen stuff, now tell us, what really works on wrinkles?
Okay, so we've got our foundation with sunscreen. Next up is you want to look for a class of ingredients called skin-repairing ingredients. Those would include such things as glycerin, ceramides, hyaluronic acid, cholesterol. All of these ingredients are naturally present in younger, healthy skin before it gets damaged. With cumulative damage and with the passage of time, our skin becomes less and less able to manufacture sufficient amounts or sufficient high quality of those substances. So the more of those types of substances you can give back to skin via your skincare product, and they can be in everything. They can be in anything that you leave on your skin, whether it's a toner, a sunscreen, a moisturizer, a serum, a treatment product, all of those are great. It's not that there's a cutoff point and skin says, stop, you're giving me too much good stuff, I don't know what to do with it. The next category would be, as we mentioned earlier, antioxidants, and there isn't a best one. You'll hear that all the time at various cosmetic counters that they've unearthed this rare plant extract, you know, from the dark jungles of the Amazon. It's never from, you know, Schenectady. It's always
yeah, or an avocado. We can rub one of those on our face.
Exactly, exactly. So the more antioxidants and the various types of antioxidants you can give your skin, the better. They can come from plant extracts. They can come from vitamins. They can be synthetic antioxidants like adenosine, which you can find, for example, in the Provage line. Paula's Choice uses a wide range of antioxidants. And then the last category that we really know is essential for skin to fight wrinkles is what we refer to as cell-communicating ingredients. And an example of that, which most of us have heard of, is retinol. Retinol is the entire vitamin A molecule, and essentially whether it's retinol or peptides or niacinamide, which are all other good cell communicating ingredients, what they can do on skin, at least this is the working theory, is that they can talk to cells within skin's layers that are misbehaving. Again, it's going back to that cumulative damage that we get and then the passage of time, which causes systems in our body that used to work perfectly to start malfunctioning. Cell-communicating ingredients can step in and interrupt that bad communication, almost like a phone line that's been cut, and they can kind of put it back together and say, all right, guys, here's what you should be doing. Here are the kind of healthy cells you should be making. Stop doing this because it's causing some not-so-great stuff on the surface, and start doing this like you used to. And then over time, and again with the sun protection being a regular part of the equation, you will see fewer wrinkles, smoother skin, more even skin tone. Your radiance will come back because you're giving skin what it needs to act the way it did before it was damaged. And that is the current state of the art from skincare.
Wow, you are a very good guest. You sure know your stuff. And the website is Paula's Choice. Thank you so much. It's great information, so we know now what kind of jars or not jars to use. And really, if you missed any of what Brian was just saying, listen again anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com, because he gave you really the three ways to tackle wrinkles and why some of those creams and products you spend so much money on go by the wayside so very quickly. And you can read more about him at PaulusChoice.com. That's PaulusChoice.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. We have more great show coming up, so stay tuned and stay well.